You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
All right, thank you for tuning in. This is Dukes, and this is Figuring Out the Podcast, and we're talking about fuckboys again, and I have some new guests with me today. Last week, I had Mr. Black Men Don't Cheat representing for the good side of the fuckboy situation, because he's not a fuckboy. Mr. Jaquan, shout out to Jaquan. He couldn't be here because he got a good job, and he in the military or whatever. He got work. But I got my girl here, who I've been trying to get on the show since the first episode, wow. Tamiko. Say hello to the people.
Hi, guys.
Tamiko here. We're on the girl side. And for the fuckboy side, my first fuckboy ever, AJ. AJ's here. Say hi, AJ.
How y'all doing?
And AJ just brought a guest, like, because he a fuckboy or whatever. He just do what he want to do. Like, this not my show. But Ryan?
Yes.
And right. AJ's friend Ryan is here. I guess he said he need backup because I'm about to...
Hold on. I didn't say I need backup
this is my
at
show.
All.
Listen, you might.
Because we're talking about fuckboys, when I feel like you have, you know, you're the perfect person to ask, because I like to start my show off with a question. I'm going to ask two separate questions because I have a lady here and then I have a fuckboy. So I'm going to ask this lady... Do you remember your first encounter with a fuckboy?
Do I?
Do you remember? Because I remember.
What you mean? Like, at the moment when I knew, or like...
Like, dude, who... No. Because when I first had my first encounter with a fuckboy, which was AJ. I mean, it's all love. I love you, AJ. But I'm saying...
I like you too. It's all
but
good.
But I'm saying... But my first encounter, I didn't know. And then when it was over, and I had to, you know, grow up and look back like, damn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got kids with my first one.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Dodge that. Right? Shout out to condoms. I'm just like,
come on, but, don't do that.
But yeah. So my first encounter with a fuckboy was AJ, and my question to AJ was, how did you become a fuckboy?
Describe, you know, what's your definition of a fuckboy? So, how I turned out to be a fuckboy.
Let's take it back to 2006.
I
it was
bet.
All lovely, you know? AJ was my first boyfriend. Mm-hmm. AJ was my first boyfriend. It was all like, AJ, we went to high school together. He was all tall and cute or whatever. He smelled good.
Right.
And I don't hug people. Everybody know.
Yeah.
Niggas don't hug.
Mm-mm.
But AJ used to be in the hallway and he just walked by and just, can I get a hug, ass nigga?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay. I don't hug people, but I hugged AJ.
Okay.
And then it was the cologne. He like smelled good too, so that got me. And then he was tall. I was like, whatever.
That'll do
and
it.
And so I was like, oh my God. But AJ was can I get a hug ass nigga? He was hugging hella bitches. But I was like, whatever. It was high school.
That's what I was about to say. It's high school. Come on now.
Anywho, so then blah, blah, blah. Fast forward. AJ was like, you my girlfriend? I was all like, okay. And then he was my boyfriend. But this was MySpace days. If you heard the last week's episode, this was MySpace days. And he had hella bitches in his top eight. Mm. He had a whole bunch of girlfriends.
But how many of them can you say actually knew where I stayed at and who my parents was?
Oh, because so they don't know where you live?
What? I'm saying. That's not true. You know where I stayed at. You know where I lived and all that. You know my parents. And you was actually my only girlfriend. So
okay, so these bitches on y'all MySpace was telling me y'all had joint MySpace pages.
I did have a joint MySpace page with somebody. I'm saying, I don't remember, man.
Screenshots were available for 2006 because AJ had a joint.
Actually, they were.
There was page capture thing, but
we weren't doing that like that.
No, I didn't know receipts was a thing. But, you know?
Okay. So I was a fuckboy.
So AJ had hella girlfriends. AJ, this was when Metro's first came out. You know, me and AJ birthdays are a couple days apart. And so AJ had gotten a phone for his birthday or whatever. And we was like we was out to eat or whatever. And he had us, you know, putting contacts in the phone, but you had to put your contacts in one by one back then. And then, so he got in his phone, I'm looking over, and he got bae, boo, bae number one, baby, baby girl, baby dad, boo dad. I said, well, what the fuck is my dad?
Right.
Just put Cuyaba, because I don't got time.
At the time, it probably was Cuyaba. Yeah,
he was adding the contact. I said, just put, okay, you like, spell my name, you know, so just put Cuyaba, because anybody got time. I don't want to be baby number one, number two, number three, number four.
Mm-mm.
And that's why today, I treat niggas how I treat niggas today. To this day.
Same. Well, I'm happy that you learned from me. Shit. That's probably a good thing. He like, you're welcome. Hey, for real. Hey, you learned something, well, you know. Well,
no, nobody
know
can cry.
But at the end of the day.
Learning if you go back to another fuckboy, though.
But
if you
go into
a
actually,
different one, you're still messing around with fuckboys.
Yeah, but not like at the same extent as the first one. My baby daddy raised me right. I will never. I will never. He took all the dumb I had left.
Baby daddies don't raise you.
But okay,
you taking it wrong.
Experience, come on.
But
Brian.
Okay, so why you still want to hang with this fuck boy though? Why you always want to go out to eat? Why you want to do? You know, let's go there. I'm saying, I'm just asking. You know, it's still a friendship.
When you say
there.
This fuck boy, you talking about you?
Yeah, yourself. I'm talking about me.
Talking about
I'm talking about me, myself. Listen,
no, I'm saying you saying that she want to still hang with you.
Yeah, she. Okay. Listen, we I still know. Got. Listen, and we I'm still have listen. A mutual friendship. You I know, and okay. I'm not gonna break the house. She says she love me. I still love you. You know, it ain't no hard feelings here. We gonna leave here, and I'm still gonna say, ooh, baby, this, that, and third.
You know, baby number.
My name is Kuyaba.
No, she ain't baby number.
My name is Kuyaba.
Listen,
you know, I didn't say it right. You don't know why you get to call me that. So anyway, but what I'm saying is I'm trying to figure out if I'm a fuckboy, and if so, why, and et cetera. And to answer your question, because I learned from you, and I don't let nobody can call me baby boo or nothing, because I'm like, no, that's some fuckboy shit. I'll be calling niggas, all right, babe.
Since we lying to each other. Shit,
you know what I'm saying? My baby daddy asked me, like, is this why you're a fuckboy? Listen to the show, but
he called you a fuckboy?
Yeah, my baby daddy called me a fuckboy. That's why I was like, you know what? I might be a fuckboy. And that's what you know, I learned from you. I tell these niggas I learned from the best, you know? I might be a fuckboy. I be doing fuckboy shit. I have fuckboy tendencies because I learned them from the fuckboys in my past.
So you still didn't, like, I just want to hear the definition.
See, that's what I'm saying. I don't think I'm technically a fuckboy because, one, I'm not a boy.
If you can
and
list
two,
the description.
I have fuckboy tendencies. You know what I'm saying? I might have some hoes. You know what I'm saying? You ain't about to be my boyfriend because I might want him to be my boyfriend and I might want him to be my boyfriend. You might be Tuesday and he might be Wednesday. I got a dinner nigga. I got a nigga that's fixing shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But none of y'all are my boyfriends.
Why you just not calling me your pawns then?
That's not, I don't know. Then,
if you're going to be on some fuckboy shit, you might as
I'm
well.
I'm trying not
but
to.
But on
be
some real shit, I said that I was going to say you was on some fuck girl shit just because you're not a boy. So, you know, you are a girl, so you will be on some fuck girl shit. So, you know, you can take it like that. But, you know, just because you implicated that you be on some fuck girl shit.
I do. I will admit I do have fuck girl
but
tendencies.
It's your fault.
But
on some real shit though, she used her fuck girl tendencies back on me though. Like shit, God. But I put them bitches
that's
right back on
her. That's the only way
though.
To do it.
We are Scorpios.
Now we don't get nowhere.
Yeah, I said we are.
Yeah,
some
when
Scorpios.
You said y'all birthday was the food.
We are Scorpios, so it might
like,
be a little
okay.
bit of Scorpio shit mixed in with the fuck. Cause like
that just
you know
makes
what I'm
it worse.
And and that is why since 2006 it's been a thing back and forth. Cause I pull up on AJ like let's go. We're going out to eat. I don't give a fuck how many girlfriends you got today. It's
we
go.
Oh, no. Like,
get your shoes
on. Last year, you can't. We did.
Pantheon.
Yeah, the Pantheon for my birthday. Yes. I had a three-day birthday bash last year. Shit. What? I called her ass.
I took you after that. We had went after okay. that. Me and you had went to the Pantheon after that.
Was that one of them days I was supposed to go with you?
Then you didn't show up?
Yeah. I don't know.
You was the one.
Hey, 9 times out of 10, when I didn't show up, yeah, I was probably the one.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, I don't know whoever else is in her, you know, contacts. And that, but, you know, 9 times out of 10.
If it was somebody was supposed to be here and then the empty seat, because it was AJ and he don't show up because he be on some fuckboy shit and be giving me hella excuses. When we was on Jerry Springer, AJ was supposed to be on that
hold
stage.
Hold on.
Too.
Now, let's go there. I'm happy you brought that up.
Oh, he the reason?
Back it up. And calm down. Turn my damn mic down. This is, we got technology. We got to get people at home going to bust the damn eardrums. Anyway, so let's take it all the way back to before Jerry Springer. Me and AJ was supposed to go on Maury. But
a lie detector test?
Yes, because he be lying. Because
he a fuckboy.
He's a fucking fuckboy. Mm. So AJ was talking to this girl, and which was partially my fault because I told that bitch, I was like, I don't give a fuck about him. You can talk to him, bitch. But I wasn't serious. Don't talk to my nigga. The fuck? But anyway, so he was talking to her, and then he was telling me he wasn't talking to her. But then AJ was like, oh, you can have my password to my Facebook
And so I went in his motherfucking inbox and he was talking to her. And I stayed logged in. He was logged in. He didn't know I was logged in and they was talking. And so me and the girl got beefed out or whatever. And then I pulled up on him at his grandma's house like I'm about to fuck a sad. And I was like, I'm taking you on. We had a whole little combo or whatever. And I was like, I'm taking you on Maury. He like, take me on Maury. I called him right then and there. And they was like, okay, we're going to bring you all to the show. But AJ was on some bullshit, and then we didn't get to go because we had to go on a certain amount of time, and then we didn't go. But then the producers of Jerry Springer called and was like, do y'all want to come on Jerry instead? And I was like, bet. And then it was AJ's idea to do all the other things that y'all saw on Jerry Springer. It was actually AJ's idea, but AJ didn't end up going on the show because he's a fucking fuckboy, and he don't be on his shit.
I'm sorry, I'm the man behind the scenes a lot of shit.
I see.
But you don't be on your shit, and that's why you didn't end
but
up on
no, TV. Because listen, this is what happened. Right. I'm going to explain what happened.
Your
with,
side.
Yes, my side.
Are we going to go back to the talking to the old girl?
No.
Or are you skipping over that?
We're not even about to skip, old girl. Like, okay. I swear, like, I did give you my password to Facebook, like, but I was a real boyfriend then, so why not? And I still wanted you and I loved you, so why not? I'd rather tell on myself and you're going to go looking for it and it's already there. Hey, skip it. You might as well see it.
But we didn't talk about how there was like 15 other bitches and he sending the same message to
but
all
you
them
said
girls.
This one. We didn't
I was talking about her because I was her quote unquote friend. We was cool. And
oh, you was cool with
we was cool, but I did tell her, like, fuck that nigga, you can talk to him.
I didn't smash
but
her.
But I didn't.
Like, this is the thing. Yeah. Like, I was only smashing
fuck
her.
Fuckboys be like, but okay, go ahead.
I was only smashing you, though. But, okay, that don't even matter. But, okay, with Jerry, it was like this. I had got a job. We was doing. This when you had that McDonald's thing going on.
You ain't got to tell my minute. Pineapple. Yeah. Like,
So I ended up getting a job at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And the day that we were supposed to have leave, I had to start work. So nice. I told her, like, well, I ain't going to be able to go because I got to go to work. You think I'm about to miss work and go on gym? Can't do it. Sorry. So
first
I had
all,
to stay.
He's not telling the truth.
But it's how I'm not?
Because that's not why you didn't go on Jerry.
So why didn't I go on Jerry?
Because you didn't have your stuff together, your paperwork and ID and stuff together in order to go on the, to get on the plane and stuff, to send them to get our plane tickets and stuff. That also was the same time as going to work and whatnot, but all that was, you know, all in the same. You didn't have your stuff together in time. And if you would have had your stuff together in time, they would have, you know, got your plane ticket and they paid us some, if we missed work. So you would have got paid for missing work. Stop eating candy on the damn mic.
I was thinking, like, didn't he had got reimbursed for missing work, but he had just started the airport.
Don't try. You take it up for him?
I'm just trying to get. I'm just
well,
trying
real
to get
talk,
it straight.
Though, if you start, if you're trying to do work a job and you're just starting your first week there or so, you don't want
like
to
I
take
said,
off.
He was fucking lying. He only started that week because we didn't go on Jerry. If he would have been in goddamn New York,
he could have put it off.
He would have been wouldn't have been starting on that same day. But we had a good old time in New York on Jerry, and he was at home at the airport at work.
So who all was on Jerry Springer then?
My friend Amber and Silly.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't find it. We can't find the episode. You gotta really look hard.
Actually, you
for
can.
The
you just gotta look on there.
It's really hard to find the fucking clip.
So y'all was fighting over him and he wasn't there?
They had to switch it around
we
and
end up
do
not
Silly.
Fighting over him. We end up fighting over
like,
Silly.
If I would have been there, it would have happened the way that it was supposed to have happened, mm-hmm. where Silly was messing with her and I was messing with her friend. And
it was
and,
a swip swap.
It was a swip swap thing. But
he didn't go.
I didn't go, so they had to put it on Silly.
Those stories were fabricated.
They're not all fabricated.
They're not all
fabricated. Because he's a fucking fuckboy, and we're supposed to be on there from the beginning. The story would have been.
The story was kind of like, the story how we came up with it was true. Because the way that
we
did it. We
all went to high school together.
Yeah, we all went to high school together.
He a fuckboy, and I can't trust him. And that's that. Okay. That's what it would have been. But he didn't go. He didn't go. He'll never show up to shit on time. He didn't go. I went to go see Nelly. He was supposed to come with me. He didn't go.
Wow.
Give me something. You know, niggas, buck boys be like.
He showed up for the show today.
Right. It was early, so I guess you get 1 point out of the fucking.
That was excessive.
You can give a point to the driver.
Right,
because
you.
Oh, it's the driver.
I'm speed demon, man. Look, if people got to be somewhere, I make sure they're there on time.
Well, thank you, Ryan.
Because I'm used to being a husband, not a fuck boy.
Oh, well, look at you.
Also, you representing a whole different type of
the side where people like don't see all these chicks that are looking at these dudes being like, oh, I'm going to turn this boy into a fuckboy. He going to be my side
No one tries to turn people
into a fuckboy. Oh, no, no, no.
No, we don't want that. We want husbands.
Trust me, they
try. Have you ever turned someone into a fuckboy?
No, I'm a good girl.
Like, see? I think I've turned someone. I think I've turned people into fuckboys on accident because I don't be, you know, trying to turn you into a fuckboy. And if there's...
Well, if you're going to turn into a fuckboy,
then it was already in you. But I remember there was this boy that I guess he liked me or whatever. This was back in the day. This was
the day.
Back before AJ. no, it was after. But I guess he liked me or whatever.
Okay.
And then like he was like, this was back in the Boost Mobile chirp days. He used to chirp me night. Right. Mm. And we used to talk on the phone or whatever at night. And then it was like the daytime and he chirped me and I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, the unlimited chirp. What was that called? Yeah. That code was like 15678.
I will say that if I ever turned somebody into one, it was unintentional.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Because I've met a lot of dudes who are good guys and they know the type of dude I like. And they try to be that.
Right. That's
you know?
What I'm saying.
They try to be exactly what you want them to be.
What do we do what?
Why do you try to change?
Okay, I'm not trying to change nobody. They were trying to impress me.
Right.
I don't know what they're like. But I think they're still the good guys. I like assholes.
I'm saying, okay, look, we like assholes. And what if some guy's not an asshole? What if he's like a common decency type of guy? Like, you know, he just cool, laid back. Like, why would you? He don't want to treat you like an
asshole. If he doesn't find that median to where you an asshole slash... my future baby daddy, then like.
See, then you don't want to
be your future husband, not your future baby.
That's what I mean. I'm not having no baby by nobody who's not my husband no more.
Right. You know, like, you gotta find that happy medium. Like, mm-hmm. You gotta know there's a time and a place for fuckboy shit. I just said that to my barber. I'm like, there's a time and a place for fuckboy shit.
Seriously, keep it in the bedroom.
You gotta. What?
With the right person. The person that you want to keep it with.
All
right,
yeah.
You think about
it. No, see, I don't want no fuckboy at all. I'm sick of that.
But if you want an asshole, you want a fuckboy.
No, there's a difference. No. Asshole is a personality. That's like an attitude. But a fuckboy is somebody who just be doing whatever and don't be thinking about the fact that when you have a child, it's going to be a girl and she going to go with the same.
Oh, shit. That's some high expectations.
Yeah, be careful.
My son is
going to
be a fuckboy and play. I'm like, no, he's not. My son.
My son, he likes
real shit. Your son is so sweet.
Your son going to be on TV.
Yeah,
and he gonna be doing some wild shit.
All I'm gonna say is my son's already working well.
Kendrick gonna be the president,
so that's all I'm getting at.
Hey, I gotta give a shout out to your cake though. That shit was slapping.
Mm-hmm. You had some? Mm-hmm.
Well, did I have some? I got called fuckboy of the year just because I got some.
See, sometimes being a fuckboy can get you places.
That's a
time
question. Well, he pulled up for it. Speaking of fuckboys. This other nigga who was supposed to pull up for a slice of cake and he didn't and kept me motherfucking waiting.
Mm.
And now, goodbye, because what the fuck? Because he slipped in the DMs on the first episode, you can hear me mention him. He slipped in the DMs, was like, can I be a baby daddy? I'm like, calm the fuck down. Let's have a conversation.
You're being crazy. Wow. can we talk first?
And then we were supposed to hang out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different times. He canceled. The last time was for this slice of cake. I said, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to give somebody else this cake, okay? Take that how you want it.
That was beautiful. That cake was beautiful.
It was really cute. Thank you, guys.
Super cute, yeah.
And marriage proposals and shit. You know what I'm but, like, you accidentally be creating fuckboys. How? So, let's go back. When I met AJ, he looked like the freaking sweetest little nerdy fucking guy.
You ain't even see it coming.
With some little glasses on. I'm like, this guy is going to be... And I, like, told my mama I had a boyfriend. My mama and my daddy were like super overprotective. I can't do nothing. And so I was just turning 18. I'm like, okay, this is my boyfriend. He came to the house, you know, he knocked on the door, had a little church clothes on, came from church to the house. My mama was like, why he got a damn suit on? I was like, I don't know, it's kind of weird, whatever. So I'm thinking he a little nerd. I was good. I'm in the clear.
You thought.
We wasn't having sex.
Mm-hmm.
Easy peasy. This nigga got 15 girlfriends.
So, and that suit, that damn suit.
Came with a whole suit on. Mm. Not just a little button-up shirt.
The church girl suit was in the choir?
Whole three-piece.
A whole suit.
The choir. He had them girls on a praise team.
That bow tie tuxedo girl.
I was on the media squad, too. So, you know, I was doing all types of media. Recording.
You know them damn church kids be the most to the worst.
Hey, man, listen, man. It ain't my fault my dad was a pastor.
They can break you.
They... PKs be the worst kids.
Yeah, they do.
PKs and PC kids be the worst kids.
Anywho, so I'm going to ask you a kid. I'm going to ask you. I'm not an action person. I just told you you was a fuckboy. Are you a fuckboy?
No, I don't rate myself as a fuckboy. That's some real shit, though.
Why not? What is it about you that makes you say, nah, I ain't that?
Shoot. One, I'm a family man, for sure. You know, I take care of my kids. Then when I'm in the streets, you know, I keep that separate from even the house. You know, can't bring none of that to the crib, none of that. Because so I want my kids don't... knowing that. Now, I'm not a fuckboy because I might do fuckboy shit sometimes, but it's not like I'm a fuckboy. Because on the other hand, I do manly shit. You know, shit. I just have fuckboy moments.
So I guess the question is, can you do fuckboy shit and still be manly? Because I know a guy who I would consider a fuckboy who's a great family man. He takes care of his kids.
Being a taking care of your kids don't got nothing to do.
That's kind of separate from being a fuckboy. It's just how you treat women.
Women.
I'm saying, all right, well, if y'all want to put it that way, I don't treat women disrespectful at all.
No, not disrespectful, just playing. Like,
I don't even play females.
You be having people thinking a certain way?
No, not
at all. How many girlfriends you got?
I don't have no girlfriend.
Today you ain't got no girlfriend. AJ, you keep a girlfriend. What the fuck are you talking about?
No, I don't keep a girlfriend. What do you mean? I done went years without having a girlfriend. What are you talking about? That's my only girlfriend. I smoked about three of her before I got here, so you know. But you know, it's not even about that though. Like, but I don't have no girlfriend. If I had a girlfriend, you know, I'd have give her hella shots out. But I don't have a girlfriend.
Anywho, you just see my face.
I do.
People of the world.
Listeners at home.
Well, I always gotta have 15 girlfriends just because I'm
because I know you to have had 15 girlfriends.
You're known as what they call a fuckboy.
Man, if that was the case, I'd be known as a pimp. Yeah,
whoa,
hey. Right, not on your side.
Well, hold up. No, because pimps make more money.
And I'm buddy.
Oh, my gosh.
Then again, I don't do your taxes.
You know,
exactly.
Let me tell you how AJ is football. I'm not going to spend the whole time calling you a football. We're going to talk about other things. But let me tell you how I had called his grandmama's house looking for AJ. AJ grandmama said...
girlfriend.
AJ grandma said, happy to AJ. I'm like, she's like, not here. I'm like, where? I'm like, not asking her where he at. I'm like, I was like, damn, where is he at? Probably out with some other woman. And hung up on me. I said, oh, hell no. Hell no.
That was baby daddy's grandma. She was like,
that's how you know you were fucking with your
she
grandma.
She was like, you need to leave Christopher alone.
I can justify that right now.
You can't tell me something I don't already know. But she was on my
boy. That's why I asked. Why did you think I was a fuckboy? But at the same time, well, shit, I could be. Shit, it don't matter. All right, well, it's proven. But at the same time, I can tell you.
You come to the revelation that you are a fuckboy today. You decide. You be like, okay, I am.
Well, fuck it. I am.
Oh, my God. So AJ has just figured it out. He is a fuckboy. AJ figured it out, but today he figured it out.
You're not sure? Boy. Let me see your phone. give me your phone.
I'm saying my phone is a little different, man.
Let me see your phone. Names is how I said. No, let me see your phone. I'm going to just look at the last messages sent. I ain't going to open them.
Last messages sent.
Yeah, let's open it up. Open it on up. All right, y'all.
So AJ just handed over his phone to Tamiko, and I'm flabbergasted.
And I don't do that at all. So if anybody hear this and be like, oh, hand me your phone, don't think I'm going to hand you my phone.
That's been another one in presence here. He gave it up.
Here it's we go. On him.
I know. I've seen it before. I've seen it.
I know, but it's just, I just got a flashback.
I'm just saying, but that wouldn't mean I'm a fuck boy.
Anyway.
How many kids you got?
Let me? Mm-hmm. I got four.
Where the fuck do you get fuck kids from?
What you mean?
From not being a fuck boy.
You know what? I fuck up.
Who was fuck up? That's my
cousin. Anyway, so what? I want to look at it.
Look.
You trying to show me this.
Look.
It's full. I don't want to look at it.
Send your heart on Sunday.
I still want to smack it.
Look.
How you want to smack me, though? What do you do? I'm sitting all over here chilling, and I'm about to get
smacked. I can't look.
It's good to have
Jagger
in front of you.
I can't look.
Huh?
Right.
You know how
good good to have
up.
Your friend in between.
Yeah, now I'm in between you and slapping distance.
Hey, that's not really saving me.
Why you got
think,
somebody in no, here as none ass bitch?
No, I can't.
It sounds like it is
anyway,
what it is.
Anyway,
I'm about to say, you know, they speak for themselves. You like, know, when it comes to
that
phones,
that was pretty.
I didn't know, dude. I always wondered if dudes did that. Like, don't answer.
Look,
but see,
I would
fuck boys.
Skip.
Nah.
See. I call my cousin. He a fuck up because he do a lot of fuck up shit. So that's why his name is Fuck Up. But I actually got a nothing ass bitch because this bitch actually was a nothing ass bitch. Like, she was a straight fuck girl. Like, on that's some real shit.
I got one that called me just the other day from jail, no less.
Oh, wait, what?
Trying to get bail money.
Does she know you a married man?
I don't think you understand how fuck bitches work.
Because they don't give a fuck. They have no remorse.
So, now, you see, she has four kids, all right?
Okay.
Four different men. Mm-mm. She don't have custody of them because she won't take care of her court shit and she won't stop running around with new dick. Now, just by the look on my face, you can probably tell how many times she did that to me. Mm-hmm. So, after the fourth time bailing her out of jail, I was done.
Okay.
Look, when you're taking care of your four kids and making sure that they're going to school and they eating.
Are any of them yours?
None.
Oh, that's good.
So that's a real man right there.
Mm-hmm. Well, look at you.
Came here, he said, I ain't no fuck boy. I'm the other one. No,
don't play games. I work hard and I do what I do.
Respect. Well, all right. I'm not mad at you. But, well, I'm glad that you didn't let her fuck girl tendencies rub off on you. That's good.
Well, I'm like, to be honest, so when you're taking care of her kids and she keeps doing that stuff, you try to set more of an example for her kids than anything else.
It ain't about her.
It's
no
not.
More.
You're right. No. But we ain't talking about her. We talk about fuck boys. So, anywho. I remember when I, after it was all said and done with, and ain't ever all been said and done with me and AJ. AJ was my first boyfriend, and we ain't never break up because he ain't never say, oh, it's over, and I never say that to him, so this nigga is my boyfriend, okay? I don't give a fuck.
Shit.
We ain't break up, but we, you know, we don't go together, but we ain't never break up.
Okay.
So this is my boyfriend. I don't give a fuck. If I be like, my boyfriend said, da da da, I'm talking about AJ. Because I don't have no other boyfriend. I never got no other boyfriend because I wasn't for the shits no more. I'm not with the shits.
And you shit.
Even my baby daddy. He'd be like, you know, we never broke up. And I'm like, technically, we never went together because I never broke up with my first boyfriend. So
Which is AJ?
You're never my boyfriend.
So technically, we can't do that because, you know, I'm still, you know, technically committed.
That's crazy, too, because, hey, just to think about all that, you did go to a whole nother state and get pregnant and then come back with a whole kid.
Tell me why me and AJ's 5-year-olds are the same age a couple months apart. So shut the fuck up,
AJ. I was doing it at the same time.
I was like, oh, you got a baby coming? He's like, yeah. I'm like, so you was cheating? He was like, no. I was like, it's okay, I'm pregnant.
Bullshit. Oh, that just sounds so wretched.
But,
you
were pregnant
in Atlanta? Yeah,
girl, you know that's Atlanta.
Of course.
Atlanta.
Oh, yeah,
she
said it wasn't gonna happen by me. She kept telling me no. So,
I was on AJ. We was, goddamn, 2006. I said, I'm gonna have a son. He's gonna play with your kids because we're not gonna have kids together. Oh. I told him that a long time, but we wasn't even having sex back then. I was young, sweet, you know, in the city.
She was celibate.
I wasn't necessarily celibate. I was
She wasn't having sex with me.
I wasn't fucking nobody. But AJ was fucking a whole bunch of people. But anyway. But I remember, you know, after it was like, after I found out he had 15 girlfriends and shit, that's when I, you know, all the light bulb went off over my head. And I was like, I can do this too. What's love got to do with it?
What?
You
know what I'm saying? Love don't pay the bills.
I was like, you know, this was when the Beyonce B-Day album had came out and Irreplaceable. And I'm to the left in my car. And my focus like, fuck that nigga. You know what I'm saying? And Sierra Act Like a Boy came out. And I was like, you know what? She right. I can't act like a boy.
I show he got the haircut and everything.
That was This Is Now.
Shut up. I just wanted to.
I didn't. Actually, I did cut my hair.
Yeah, you did.
I did cut my hair.
See, I was on to something.
You, I forgot.
But it was
I had
in a different style.
I didn't
it
cut
like
it this
that.
Low.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, guys,
cut my
just
hair.
Let me have it.
You're right. Tamiko's right. I cut my hair. I was like, you know.
Yeah, she did do a transformation. She changed cars on me and everything. She like
I had
changed
to
cars on me like
I was
four
a
times. I was like, dang, like look at her. She done grew.
I cut my hair off. I got a regal nigga. I was out here. Like I was on the
with
east
the
side.
Seat back reclining.
Stop bopping, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's what I was like, you know what? It's okay. Sometimes I wish I could act like a boy. It's the time is now. I'm not about to be out here trying to have no little boyfriend and shit holding hands and shit. Fuck that. I got me a little fuck buddy. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know what? You Tuesday. I didn't say I was fucking all these. I hope people. I'm just saying I had one fuck buddy. I had a nigga that was buying me food. Mm-hmm. I was hanging out with this nigga over here. I was like, you know, I don't need no motherfucking boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And I ain't had no boyfriend since. And that was the day that the fucking light bulb went off over my head. And I was like, I can't be a fuckboy too. The word fuckboy wasn't out back then. We had Scrub, all type of other shit.
It's a good song, by the way. I'll kick a motherfucker out of my car with that.
Like, with no Scrub, come on, you be.
They didn't give me no gas money. Get the fuck out of my car.
You know, look, Ryan is a good friend.
Oh, yeah, Ryan real. Right, don't get it twisted.
He's not a friend with no Scrubs. He's not a fuckboy.
If you ain't got cash flowing in your pocket, trust me, he ain't getting it.
Right. You gotta hang around good people, man. If you don't hang around good people.
He met me working. That's and cute. What did I do?
Should I change
you? I delegated like he did, just so me and him could go hang out and delegate.
Delegate.
We was getting paid to delegate.
Let me see your tattoo.
Fuckboys of a feather.
Oh, well, that's Uncharmed.
Witchcraft shit. That?
Yeah.
Nah.
Praise the Lord.
That's the thing
here.
On time.
Not in my house. But my question is, AJ or anyone else, when did you have one of those moments when the light bulb went off and I was like, this is what I'm gonna do, or this is what I'm not gonna do?
Or was it just natural? You just
or was it just natural? Our fuck was born or made.
I got a different perspective on this. You want to go first?
When did the light bulb go off for you when you was like, I'm not gonna be a fuckboy?
All right, to be honest, like, I was 6 years old when crazy.
Hey, right.
Oh my God. He had a brain when he was a kid.
Intellectual.
I was building computers when I was five. Okay. I am an intellectual. That's what I do. I learn, I work, and I make profit. That's all I do.
Amen.
But
let's talk about that later. Let me talk about this.
But I was 6 years old, and I grew up in California in downtown Fresno. So there was no joke. If there wasn't a gun going off or drug deals being made, like, we didn't know what shit was going on. But all I grew up around was dysfunction and shit relationships and people going into these, you know, fuck boy and fuck girl relationships, or they're situationships, actually, I'll call it.
That's
a situationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
Look,
I got some of those.
You want something, these people can provide. You want something else, this person can provide. You're setting up franchises. You're starting a business. That's all it is.
Okay.
That's how I break it down so that I can be as real as possible with people. So when I was six, I was seeing, honestly, this whole block was one family. So it was, no joke. Like, I'm still friends with all of them. Like, and their kids, too. Babysat them. But this whole block was one big family. And I got to see one of our babysitters, Yvonne. And she was always having these relationships and these situationships, seeing different dudes come around. And her kids were my best friends, and I was seeing what this was doing to them. Mm. And, you know, with me, I had a completely different situation going on for me. So I grew up with my mom being a lesbian.
Interesting.
All right? So get that. All right? So that's what I grew up with. So I got to see all this in every different spectrum you could possibly.
Lesbians be having some loyal-ass, quick-ass relationships.
But they do for 17 years since my birth up until something went down. But, like.
So you came from a loyal-ass household, and you was looking across the street at that. I mean, I don't know, with her life. Shout out to Yvonne. But,
I mean, she worked hard, but she was. That would make a lot of money. I'm gonna get that dick on the weekend.
Don't head Yvonne.
That's exactly how she do. But like, she made it work. But she did the best she could for her kids. I'll give her that. She picked the right dudes that was paying the right bills, and her kids had what they needed, you know? But I got to see all that, and I kept thinking to myself, I don't want to be that guy.
Right.
I don't want to be the dude that's being like, yeah, I'm a fuckboy. I go and fuck around with this chick. I'll fuck around with this chick. I didn't want to be that.
So the light bulb went off for you at a young age.
Nah, I want to be a role model. I want to do something with my life. Like, I want to be able to set an example for all these other kids and be like, look, you ain't got to be tossed around from chick to chick or dude to dude or anything like that, because I have a daughter, too.
That's cute.
So I wasn't down for any of that. So I just wanted to be a dad.
That's cute.
That was the simplest way to do it.
So the light bulb went off for you at a young age, where you didn't want to be a fuckboy.
Nah, it wasn't fun. There was no
successful.
There was no happiness in it. There's happiness in working for what you got and working for the relationship that you would strive for. That's all what right. you go for. That's why okay. we even fucking live.
That's good
cute.
Shit.
That's cute. That's beautiful. Let's love it. That's nice. So, AJ, what about you? Not
bad. that's from, you know, just that other, like, spectrum that nobody sees.
Good.
That, like, non-fuck boy, but the people you don't see, those nice guys that are always getting pushed aside. Mm-hmm.
The ones I be pushing aside.
Right.
I be feeling bad. I be, every time I get my feelings hurt, I be like, dang, I've been mean to some nice people.
And usually we're the guys who
do. I remember this one dude text me. He, I met him, like, I don't know, he just asked me if I'm going to throw number at the gas station. And I, had just left my baby daddy house. He pissed me off. Then the guy was at the gas station and he was like, hey, my phone number. And I was like, pump my gas. And I gave him my phone number. And I did. Then he texted me like every
gas?
Day. No, he didn't. But I had already paid for it. And so I was like,
oh,
shit.
He didn't have a choice. Okay.
Yeah. But so he got my phone number and he texts me like almost every day. Random, you know, good morning, good night, what you doing? Da, da, da. And I just was blowing him the fuck off. This was when that Tupac movie had just came out. He asked me like, did I want to so go good. See that shit? Want to go see it? And then I was like, I just never responded. And then one day I was like, you know what? My bad. Like, I texted him like, you know what? My bad. Dead ass, like, my bad. I just been dealing with fuck-ass niggas, and I'm sorry. Like, I'll just be hoeing your life. And then he was like, this was before the I'm good, love, and joy. He hit me with the I'm good, love, and joy.
Like, he did. He said, keep doing
that
what you're doing.
Thing. Before that was even a thing, he hit me with that shit. That's why I was like, Fiaviana. Shut up.
That's almost as bad as looking at someone and being like, look, I'm not mad. I'm disappointed.
I was like, my bad for hoeing your life, like, being rude or whatever. I just be dealing with some fuck-ass niggas. And he was like, I'm good, love, and joy. Like, and I was like, damn. He probably was my husband.
Yes. I think I
done hold my goddamn. Husband,
same.
He pumped my gas and shit.
Same.
I don't hold my husband.
God damn it. Don't say that. Hopefully not. Hopefully we ain't hold our husbands.
He gone
now. No, don't
say
that.
She's taken from one of them motherfuckers, so it don't even matter.
Yeah.
He gone now.
Down.
That's how she have late nights making them bakeries and shit, pastries.
Right. I guess I'll make it.
I lost real shit, though. Look, I can't talk, because every time I see them motherfuckers, I'm going to ask. So shit, I might as well just join the team.
Look, the best donuts I made at 4 in the morning.
Oh, you made some donuts?
What you make out of the biscuit, though?
Nah.
You made real donuts?
Real donuts.
Who the fuck are you? Like,
first of all,
try it.
There's a lot
I have
of,
tried
like,
it
like,
before, but
can,
I'm saying
you
it's not
that.
Best.
You can do it with a maple, and then you can do a little sausage on the side, and like totally make it. No,
it's okay. Great.
Right, that's cool.
We can do that. Cooking episode.
Yeah.
You're invited.
Oh,
all right,
I got you.
We need to get high.
Absolutely.
We're talking about fuckboys right now. Don't get on track. No, we're
good, but we're going to come back.
Yura always says that AJ, I was telling her about having him on the show. She was like, I don't remember him being that bad. I'm like, because it wasn't your boyfriend, bitch.
Exactly.
Like,
no. If your cousin take up for me,
no.
Obviously I wasn't.
She only take it up for you because you used to come over, help me bake stuff and cook.
What was I supposed to do?
So
he was a good boyfriend.
Like, I was
aspect.
A good boyfriend,
in
like, all day.
All day. When the night hit, he left the house.
Okay.
No, I didn't
leave
her.
No,
that's when she kicked me out and be like,
fucking
oh, she
liar.
Tired of me, so it's time to go.
Look, curfew is curfew.
Fucking liar.
What?
No,
she had
devil,
so she kicked me out.
When we're together, like, we're together, we're great.
Mm-hmm.
But then he gonna go get on some fuckboy shit. Mm. And when we together, I'd be like, it'd be a long span of time before I see him. 6 months, however long, a year. Then I see AJ, I'm like, oh, that's bae. We're great. Then he go get on some fuckboy shit. Like, he go get on some fuckboy shit.
Just
and then
it.
Give me a fucking excuse about the fuckboy. Fuckboys got the most excuses.
Mm-hmm.
Fuckboys always be, I got locked up. You was locked up for a night. Let me see your wristband.
Quit playing with me.
Nine-ass nigga.
Quit playing with me.
Fuckboys, break
Let
the
me
phone.
See your shoe
I'll show you
break
bail papers.
Phone,
yeah, fuck that. I'll take some bail papers.
Okay, to be perfectly honest.
Let me see your mug shot, nigga.
I'll be perfectly honest. I've seen some fuckboys do some freak shit, like literally bash their phone so that it makes it true. I've seen them do that shit. It ain't no joke. Sometimes they try to be honest.
Fuckboy lose their phone, break their phone. I ain't got no service. I ain't had no this. I ain't had no that. Like,
listen, A lot of the few I don't probably only gave you like three excuses in the last 4 months. Like,
time.
Like, but I have backable excuses though. Like,
At court.
Whatever, sir.
I was in jail. But,
no, when my light bulb came on, though, because I know you've been waiting for this for me to answer this. I don't know, man. It's like, I think I was in college. You know, I seen a lot of shit in college.
So your light bulb came on to say, I'm going to be a footballer or not?
I'm not going to be a
change my ways.
Or you woke up one day like, damn, I might be a fuck boy.
No, man. On some real shit, because before I had my son, I didn't know that my oldest son, I didn't know that he was actually going to be here. Because I thought my baby mama was on some bullshit. Because she was just lying to try to trap a nigga.
Saw them on MySpace also.
No,
I saw that on MySpace. I did. That was a long time ago.
Actually, that did unfold on MySpace. And then it took itself to Facebook. I don't even know, bro. Like, that shit just tripped me out off bail.
Ain't nobody knew where my house was at. She lived around the corner. But whatever. Anyway,
man, it took some years to get that done. But we're not gonna talk about her.
So your light bulb went off in college when you said, "I'm not gonna be a fuckboy."
Oh, I'm not gonna be a fuckboy. You know why? Cause shit. It's more out here to doing than fucking over people. What's the point of fucking over people? Because you can't really say I fucked you over.
Oh, my gosh.
You can't. Nobody can actually say I fucked them over. Now, I might have not showed up on time or not showed up at all or not kept my word or answered my phone. You know, that type of stuff.
Fine print.
But, yeah, you know, listen, I can tell what I do wrong. You know, I ain't ashamed of it. But at the end of the day, you can't say, like, when it come to major stuff, I ain't never held my word to it. Or just being there loyal, having your back, and giving you a word of advice when you really need it. I ain't never been there. You can't say that, because I'm always there. I'm always a listening ear. You know, it's always something that, you know. Listen, I'm the type of person, you could call me over and say, look, I just want you to come over. I'm about to clean my crib. I just want you to come over and just chill. I'll come over and chill.
I'm cleaning up tomorrow. Come over.
Just so you know.
This house cleaning Saturday.
Listen, okay.
You know, I got a little, I got a cleaning service, so.
Oh, my God. You trying to sell me? Anyway.
No, I'm serious, though.
I need my carpet shampoo. Go ahead and put your business out there.
My business is called Better Than Grandma's.
You always got to make grandma proud.
You got to make grandma proud. What you first think about when you walk in grandma's house? Like, dang, how grandma gonna make this house so clean? I ain't never seen grandma's house.
But it's cute. All right, shout out to Better Than Grandma's cleaning service. AJ, y'all, we plug our social media later. But so that you had your light bulb moment. Then I am trying to figure out. Okay. Am I really a fuck boy? I have a friend that I have sex with. He's my friend. We like homies. We cool. I don't want to turn him into a fuck boy. I be trying to keep it cool. I don't let it go too far. Cause I don't want to. Cause soon as you give a fuck boy some leeway, they turn. That's when they go.
You already give him leeway because he hitting. So he already.
You don't even know how I push. Listen.
I'm just saying. Listen. I'm the outside looking in.
Well, I'm gonna explain. So, like, we just keep it cool. We cool. We're actually really cool. I text him like whatever. You know, we talk whenever we talk, and then I don't tell him that he got bomb dick. I don't tell him that because I don't want his head to get beat.
Mm-hmm. You got to keep him real humble.
Right. I want to stay up. You know
keep
what I'm
him
saying?
Humble.
I don't want to tell you that it's great. You know what I'm saying?
You don't give him the 100%. You give him the 45.
I don't want to tell him that it's great. Why is it still ringing? I'm so sorry, people. I don't want to tell him that it's great because I don't want him to get, you know, a big head. And so he always be like, you look so unenthusiastic when I come over. I mean, no, I'm sore. In my head, I'm like, yes. Yes, but in my head, like, I don't want to do that because I want him to get excited and turn to a fucking fuckboy. I don't want him to turn to a fuckboy.
That you don't want him to catch feelings? Because on some real shit, it don't sound like he can turn into a fuckboy just because y'all are fuck friends. It's like, that's your fuck buddy. So is it that you don't want him to catch the feelings because you know that that's not what you want? You just want this only that we fuck buddies and I hit you up and you come over, knock this out the box, and then you get the hell on. Or, you know, I'm just being honest.
I can put a psychological spin on this if you want to.
What?
All right, so when it comes to potentially turning someone into a fuckboy, it's the we're going to screw around, we're going to be like friends, but we're going to fuck. All right. But you cannot stop feelings. So if feelings happen, nah, trust me. All right, look, I've been there. It happens one way or another. Either he's going to catch the feelings one way and it's going to go towards you, or it's going to go the other way and be like, hey, I can make something out of this and I can go around and fuck around with everybody else. And that's what turns him into a fuckboy.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
right. So what am I?
So it that's makes it I'm real asking. Difficult to be like, oh, I don't want him to be a fuckboy, but that is literally the beginning.
Yeah, you starting off doing fuckboy shit, so he's going to eventually.
That's how you make one.
Okay, I got to figure this out.
Sorry, I did take psychology too.
Oh my God, this nigga baked donuts and he a fucking therapist. Lord, Ryan.
I can make you dinner. I'll smoke you some steak. What you want?
Okay, we can figure that part out another time. What I figured out is, we figured out that AJ is or was a fuckboy. I'm trying not to be, though. I'm trying not to be a fuckboy. I'm trying not to create any more fuckboys, starting with my own child. I don't want him to be a fuckboy. I don't want him to see fuckboy shit around him so that he can't become a fuckboy. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to create other grown-ass fuckboys. Like my friend who I have sex with. So I gotta fucking love him. I don't fucking know.
You gotta love him.
There's different variations of love. One could be like, yo, I love you, bro. You know, that shit happened.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm still trying to figure it out. In a later date. But so far, I figured out a lot. I really learned a lot from you, Ryan. Thank you. Oh my gosh, you're great.
Yeah.
Thank all of y'all. We're gonna plug these social medias. Follow my Figuring It Out the Podcast Instagram. That's Figuring It Out _the Podcast on Instagram. Slide in my DMs if you have an advice on how to not be a fuckboy or how to tame these fuckboys. What should I do? And I gotta have an episode on how to get over fuckboys, because sometimes that just might be your type.
I'll be here.
I may be able to help you with that if you're willing to have me back.
Because look, we gotta move on.
But yeah, you gotta get over these fuckboys, because once they come in your life and you know, and they just wreak havoc. But social medias, Tamiko.
Go Gina, GO_GI, 3 N's and an A.
Saw her on Instagram. Ryan, do you have social media you want to plug?
To be honest, no.
Oh God, he's a good
man. He busy. You married? Care of them kids.
Are you married?
Honestly, no.
Oh my God, you're single. Ryan's single. Holler at me. I'm gonna holler at AJ. Who can holler at Ryan so y'all can hook up? AJ better than grandma's cleaning service. He coming to my house Saturday because he cleaning.
Period. I need my shampoo, my carpet shampoo.
Ryan gonna pull up with AJ so he can clean my house better than grandma's. You don't have social media.
Hey, my social media is Jake Bob. Actually, what is it? Lowkey 313. Lowkey _313 on Instagram.
Y'all bitches slide up in his DMs and I'm sliding up on y'all, okay?
Hey, in my DMs. Y'all need anything, please. Fuck out of here, bitch. For sure. Y'all just want to book me for anything.
We do drive-bys.
Unless you get no carpet clean, bitch. I'm pulling up.
Anyway. Bye. Goodbye.
Thank y'all for listening. Tell a friend. Like, comment, and share. Figuring It Out _the Podcast. Thank you.
Woo! Ha ha ha!